Before this weekend, David Ayers was an unknown to even the biggest hockey fans. But after his performance as the emergency backup goalie on Saturday, Carolina Hurricanes fans won't soon forget him. On Tuesday, Ayers was welcomed to North Carolina. Jason DeBruin reports.
First, a little explanation. National Hockey League teams travel to away games with two goalies, a starter and a backup. But in rare cases, both can suffer an injury, leaving the away team without someone to put between the pipes. That's why every NHL city has a designated emergency backup goalie, a guy that's usually on staff for the home team, but will play for the away team in a pinch. And that's exactly what happened to David Ayers in Toronto on Saturday when both of the Hurricanes goalies were forced out of the game. John Forslund is the Canes play-by-play announcer.
We have word that Dave Ayers, 42 years of age, emergency support goaltender, will be forced into service here for the Hurricanes.
In that moment, what started as just another day for Ayers would become one of his most memorable. He let in the first two shots he faced, but then saved the next eight.
3 seconds left. Here's Clifford, stopped by David Ayers. The Carolina Hurricanes surround him and defeat the Toronto Maple Leafs 6-3.
In the locker room after the game, Canes head coach Rod Brind'Amour said memories like that don't come around every day.
You guys gave each other one, but that's a memory that I'm going to have forever. The way you guys played in that third period, for you, okay?
Awesome.
And the way you played for us.
On Tuesday, Ayers arrived to a hero's welcome in Raleigh. Governor Roy Cooper made Ayers an honorary North Carolinian, and Raleigh Mayor Marianne Baldwin declared Tuesday as David Ayers Day. At a press conference yesterday morning, he said the days had been a whirlwind.
It's been, I don't even know the time right now, but it's been a lot for sure. But the guys from the Hurricanes have taken such good care of me.
Ayers had a kidney transplant 15 years ago and hopes to use some of his newfound fame to raise awareness. But on Tuesday night, he had just one last task to perform, sounding the siren that gets the home crowd fired up before every Hurricanes home game. Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.